Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again with our new episode of our program, Miraculous Events of Sahaba. Today, inshallah, we will continue our mention regarding Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu and his miraculous events and their beautiful saintly miracles, miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, today that we will be talking about. And the beautiful pearls of wisdom that we will further derive from those beautiful accounts and enlighten our hearts and see that what beautiful lessons they have for us to better our lives in this world and in the hereafter. Before we do that, inshallah, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in a hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has stated that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah Almighty. There are three types of people who will be under the shade of arsh of Allah Almighty. Number one, he who removes any affliction of my ummati. Number two, he who revives my sunnah. And number three, he who sends salat upon me abundantly. He who recites salat upon me abundantly. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, beautiful hadith, where we come to know that who will be those fortunate people who will attain the shade of Arsh of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. One amongst them would be he who sends salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. May we also become amongst those who send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance with love and devotion and wholeheartedly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, in our last episode, we spoke about some miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, and particularly spoke about the power Allah Almighty had given him in regards to conversing with the people of grave. Those who are buried in their graves, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu had this power given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he was able to converse with them, and the people of the grave would also reply to him, and he was able to hear to their replies as well. This was a great miraculous power that was given to Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was one type of miraculous power that he radiyallahu anhu possessed. As we covered earlier, that when we talk about saintly miracles, they come in many ways and forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his chosen servants magnificent amount of strength and power, which is reflected and exhibited in many ways and forms. So Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, one type of miraculous power that he possessed, saintly miracles that he possessed, we covered in our last episode, where he would converse with the people of the grave. Now today, we will talk about a few more saintly miracles of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, the miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, depicting his further authorities and powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. So the first miraculous event, dear viewers, that we will cover today is a very fascinating one, where Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu sent an Islamic army for an expedition many hundreds of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. So what happened was that there's a town called Nahawand, which is situated near the mountains in the southern region of Hamdan. Now, what happened was that once Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he mobilized an army, an Islamic army, and appointed Sayyiduna Sariya bin Zunaym radiallahu anhu as the commander-in-chief of that very army. And then he radiallahu anhu sent this army for an expedition in Nahawand. Now, Nahawand, it was quite far away from Madinatul Munawwara. And as the army it went all the way to fight this battle against the disbelievers in the land of Nahamand. Now, the situation of the war which was taking place over there was very intense. And how this battle was taking place was that the Muslims, the Muslim army, it was fighting in an open plain, in an open field. And the strategy that the enemy had adopted was that they were trying to surround them from all four sides and conquer them. So this is how the enemy was trying to engage them in this battle, so they can surround them from all four sides and then conquer them. So the Muslim army, they're right in the middle, open field, no protection on either side, and they're away from their own land, from their own country, from their own state. They're fighting where the disbelievers they are. So you can imagine they are in their land and it is an open field. So the enemy, they surround them from all four sides and try to conquer them. Now the battle was very, very intense. Now the battle had entered decisive moments, decisive phase, and the Muslims, they were struggling immensely. They were facing a lot of difficulty. That's how the intense that situation was. Now, whilst all this was taking place in Nahavand, Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, he was all the way in Madinatul Munawwara. And at this moment of time, he radiyallahu anhu was in Masjid al-Nabawi, and on the pulpit of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was delivering a sermon. But look at the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, that whilst being in Masjid al-Nabawi in Madinat al-Munawwara, hundreds of miles away from Nahavand, he radiyallahu anhu was able to witness everything that's going on in Nahavand. Now whilst delivering the sermon, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, he instructed Sayyidina Sariyah bin Zunaym radiyallahu anhu in these words. He says, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, meaning that, O Sariyah, come towards the mountain, make the mountain as your shield. Now, Sayyidina Sariyah radiyallahu anhu, he heard these words of instruction of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu hundreds of miles away and instantly uttered labbaik upon his instructions and act in accordance to the instructions that were given by Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. Now, the entire army, they moved towards the mountain and made the mountain into a shield for themselves. And now, after doing this, they fought with such valor and such bravery that the entire situation of the battle turned upside down. And eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims and the enemy was disgraced and they faced a loss. And all this happened by the virtue of the instructions given by Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. And he was witnessing this entire account, all this that was happening while staying in Madinatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now after a few days of this account, a message bearer of Sayyidina Sariyah radiyallahu anhu came in Madinatul Munawwara, and he also had a letter of Sayyidina Sariyah radiyallahu anhu in his hand, which he handed in. And in that letter, it said that on the day of Friday, we were fighting an intense battle with the disbelievers from morning all the way until the time of Jum'ah, to the extent that it came to a time where the sun was setting. All of a sudden, we heard a voice saying, Ya Sariyatul Jabal. So instantly, we moved back towards the mountain. And then we fought the enemy with extreme valor, extreme strength. And eventually, Allah Almighty granted us victory over the disbelievers and the enemy was disgraced. Now, dear viewers, in this very account, we can see that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu is present in Madinatul Munawwara whilst the Islamic army is fighting the enemy in Nahavand, that is hundreds of miles away. But yet, he radiyallahu anhu is able to witness everything whilst he is in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Now, regarding this, dear viewers, it is also stated that when Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu uttered these words during his sermon, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, now this was quite surprising for all the people, because normally these words are not uttered whilst a sermon is being delivered, and nor he radiyallahu anhu ever uttered these words in his sermon ever before. So Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu, he came to him and he asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, today you uttered these words, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, during your sermon. What does this mean? So very politely, he radiallahu anhu replied him that I saw in Nahaman that Sariya and his army, they were surrounded by the disbelievers. So I could not control myself. Hence, I uttered these words to help the Islamic army. Allahu Akbar, dear viewers. This is the rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his chosen servants, that they can even see what is happening hundreds of miles away, and they can also help whilst they themselves are present hundreds of miles away. But some beautiful Madani pearls that we learn from this very account, let's quickly go through them. One we learn is that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu himself and the commander-in-chief of the Muslim army, Sayyiduna Sariya bin Zunaym radiallahu anhu, both these individuals possessed saintly miracles. Both these individuals possessed these miraculous powers. How? Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, by making his voice reach so far away, hundreds of miles away. And on the other hand, for Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anhu to have heard the voice of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Another thing we learn is that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu was able to see everything what is going in the Nahaman while staying in Madinah al-Munawwara. So from this we come to know that the seeing and the listening and the speaking, so and so forth, of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not same as ordinary people, as Allah Almighty places great powers within these very actions of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we also come to know that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu had control over the air. Had control over the air, because it is this air that takes our sound waves into the ears of other people. Our voice travels through the sound waves through air to reach the ears of the other people. So it was the saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu that he made his voice reach all the way in Nahawand whilst he was physically present in Madinatul Munawwara. So the voice that came out of his mouth, the air took those sound waves all the way to Nahawand, where it entered the ears of Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anhu. So this shows that even the air was submissive to Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. It obeyed Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu made his voice reach Nahawand, where Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu anhu heard his beautiful instructions, by the virtue of which the Muslims, they won the battle. Further, we come to know that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, when he explained these very words to the Sahaba, that the Islamic army was struggling in Nahawand, hence I uttered these words in order to help them. Here, we also come to know that the Sahaba, the chosen servants of Allah Almighty, can help the Muslims with the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the powers given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was their firm belief. And then none of them questioned the power of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, or none of them said that, how can you say this? You're sitting over here, you're in Madinah al-Munawwara, how can you see what's going in Nahaman, which is hundreds of miles away? If that is the case, why can't we see what's going on over there? None of them, they questioned Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu in these words. There was no social media back then, dear viewers. But these were the saintly miracles, the miraculous powers that Allah Almighty had granted His chosen servants, where they could help the believers with the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many other Madani pearls that we can derive from this very miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam, dear viewers. But one very prominent feature that we will take from this account is regarding his control over the air that we talked about. And this next miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu that we'll talk about will also show us his power over water, where he radiallahu anhu exhibited it, manifested it in a beautiful manner. And then at the end of this saintly miracle of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, again we will cover some of the Madani pearls, and we will also try to correlate these very miraculous events, which we will cover in today's episode, as well as that we will cover in our next episode. We will try to correlate them to bring a beautiful point before everyone, inshaAllah, regarding the powers and authorities of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. So in this saintly miracle, we covered the fact that even the air was obedient to Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. And next saintly miracle, dear viewers, the miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam that we will cover is regarding River Nile of Egypt. Now, what happened was that in the ancient Egypt, the agriculture and the main harvest of Egypt was mainly dependent upon River Nile. And the prosperity, the crops, and all the well-being of Egyptian people were dependent upon River Nile. Whenever River Nile would dry up, there was a very evil custom that they would practice upon. What they would do is that they would adorn a beautiful unmarried girl with jewelry, etc. And they would put her in River Nile. They would drown her in River Nile. And this very custom was called Usun Nil. Now, during the era of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, when Egypt was conquered, then Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anh was appointed as governor of Egypt. Now, during his time, people, they came to him and they pleaded that, "Your Honor, we have an old tradition in regards to River Nile, without which River Nile does not flow." Now, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anh, he said to them that, "What tradition is that?" To which they said that whenever the 11th of a month arrives, whenever it is the 11th of every month, then what we do is that we go to the parents of any beautiful unmarried girl and convince them to have their daughter drowned in River Nile. And then we clothe her beautifully, we adorn her beautifully with jewelry, and then we drown her in River Nile, and the River Nile then starts to flow again. Upon this, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu very politely explained them that Islam does not encourage or allow any such kind of traditions, because Islam eradicates every evil tradition. After this, only a few days had passed when the water of River Nile had started to dry up. And Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, of course, how could he allow for any such evil tradition to be practiced? So the people, they started to migrate from there. So eventually, when Amr bin As radiallahu anhu saw this situation, then he straight away, instantly, wrote to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu regarding the entire situation. So in reply to his letter, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he wrote to Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu that, "Your opinion, your stance is absolutely correct, that undoubtedly Islam abolishes, eradicates every such type of evil custom, tradition. Now, I'm sending another letter along with this letter. Put this letter, the second letter, which I'm sending along with this letter, put that letter into River Nile." Now, when Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu received that letter, he opened it. Then in that letter, it was written, "From the servant of Allah, Umar bin Khattab, to River Nile. O River Nile, if you flow on your own accord, then we're not in need of you. And if you flow with the command of Allah Almighty, then start flowing with the name of Allah Almighty." So this was the content of that very letter. So Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he put that very letter in River Nile. And dear viewers, it is stated that within the same night, water started to flow in River Nile, and it rose many meters high. And it rose so high that it did not rise as much in the previous years. And in another narration, it is stated that since this very letter of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was put into River Nile, since then it has not dried up. The flow of the water has not stopped since then. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, this is the power of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. In fact, the power of the letter of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. The words of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So you can imagine that what would be the power of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu himself. Subhanallah. Beautiful pearls of wisdom. Again, we learn from this very account, dear viewers, where we come to know that Islam eradicates all evil practices, all evil traditions and customs that are in place in a society. So we should also make sure that any evil practice, any such custom that contradicts the laws of Sharia, we should eradicate them. Any custom that is permissible, that does not contradict the laws of Sharia, that is fine to practice. However, any such culture, any such tradition which contradicts the laws of Sharia, we should abandon them instantly. And In this miraculous event of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, we again come to know that the evil practice that was practiced in ancient Egypt that came to an end when Islam conquered Egypt. And when Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anh, with the command of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, he put that letter, the letter that was written by Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh addressing River Nile, when that letter was put into River Nile, the water started to flow again, and that very evil practice was eradicated forever. And the water rose so much that it did not rise that much even in the previous years. Subhanallah. This is the power of the words of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. So you can imagine what greatness would Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh have himself in terms of the powers that were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the reliance that he had upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also amazing that we can see over here, where Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh is addressing River Nile and telling River Nile that if you flow on your own accord, then we do not need you. But if you flow by the command of Allah, then start flowing with the name of Allah. And River Nile obliged. River Nile said labbaik to the instructions of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, showing that even water was under the obedience of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. These are the powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His chosen servants, where we come to know that their powers and their authorities are beyond our comprehension, and they're seeing, they're listening, and many other practices of their life that they carry out are not like those of ordinary people. They are beyond the ordinary people, and the powers that they've been given that are also beyond our imagination. So dear viewers, in today's episode, we again have covered two miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. The first event showing us the greatness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh from the perspective of A, being under the obedience of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, and the second event shows us that the water is also under the obedience of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. In our next episode, we will cover more miraculous events of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, where we will cover more elements of nature. The four elements of nature, dear viewers, water and air being two of them. We've seen that these two elements of nature, water and air, were under the obedience of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. What are the other two elements of nature and how they were also under the obedience of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh? Inshallah azzawajal, we will cover this in our next episode. So make sure to join us in our next episode and stay tuned into Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu.